Tonight, we do a long review of Batman versus Superman.
I'm not doing that tonight.
Pat, I'm not done my intro. The longest review in the history of radio.
I have to stop you right there.
Pretty late. Batman versus Superman.
Nope.
Patty Vasquez.
I will turn your microphone off. I don't know how to, but I will figure it out. I will find the levers.
I don't want to show you how to turn my microphone
off. I should have taken video of you in the hallway.
Oh, yeah, just explaining to you what I'm going to say tomorrow.
Well, no, but not just that, but you're quietly building rage. I've asked you to meditate.
Got it.
To let it sort of, you need to let it, you need to release it.
Yeah,
you
need
to, the energy is building up in you, your rage.
You know what helped release it a little bit? I don't know if you saw the Supergirl Flash crossover on Monday night.
I have not. I'm still catching up on last week's when she got the red kryptonite.
Yeah, and she went all crazy stuff.
She didn't go crazy. She got like all confident and stuff.
Yeah, but then she scared everybody.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a Flash Supergirl crossover, which is really, that's two superheroes crossing over in a great way.
Is there any romantic Flash at all?
There is a romantic Flash within the Flash Supergirl.
What about Patty?
Cross Flash. Huh?
What about Patty?
Well, Patty isn't, well, nobody in the episode except, there's nobody from Flash in that episode except Flash.
I'm just saying, is Flash flirting with Supergirl?
All
right, then.
But she's Supergirl. I mean, how do you not?
Those of you not following the comic book heroes that Craig and I adore, Flash has a girlfriend named Patty who's a police officer.
She does, Patty Spivot, although they broke up.
Okay. See what happens when I turn my back for just a moment, Esmeralda? These are the things that happens.
Did we finish the intro?
No. There was more. There's more intro.
No, you know what we did tonight, Esmeralda and listeners and everyone? I'm so pumped. If I sound like I'm a little bit amped, it's because I just watched a movie with three Marines, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
We were going to do it upstairs. There were so many things that I think I should have done, but now that I've watched the movie with three Marines, I know what to do for next month. We are starting a movie club. Do you think... they'll be bothered by the fact that we're calling it a movie club?
No, I do not. Semper Film?
Semper Film.
That's a cool name.
It's our new movie club.
They seemed to all like it.
They did.
Yeah.
They even, one of them reposted and said, this was awesome.
I feel like Esmeralda was asking for the intro again, though, real quick, so I'm not sure if she wants us to do the intro one more time.
Was there more?
No, I'm totally ready for it.
No, not. Don't do it over.
Tonight on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, we review Batman versus Superman for 3 hours.
Hold on a second. Let me find your button.
A 3 hour review.
Hold on a second. How do I find
Batman?
Just pull
Superman.
The button. Like, which one is
debate?
It?
Debate?
Oh, look at
just
that.
Just pull the whole station off. Just yank it out.
I found his microphone. You can't talk to me. I just turned his. Look, did I find the right button, Craig? Tell me if I found the right button.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. It's off again. People shouldn't let me play with these buttons. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Patty.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you saw a good movie tonight, though.
Well, I saw a good movie, and I watched a good TV show on the internet.
Well, there you go. We watched, Esmeralda, we watched Stripes with three Marines.
Nice.
It was enjoyable. One of them had seen it before he enlisted in the Marines when he was a kid. Two of them had never seen it before. One of them, so we'll play the interview later because we had to record it. They all get up early, obviously. They are Marines. They get more done before 5 a.m. than we do in our entire lifetimes. Or before noon. I don't know. They get things done and we don't really. I mean, I'm still in bed at like 2 p.m.
It was interesting that they were all talking about how they had to wake up early and like do things. So
we were like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
And then Sergeant Paraka made fun of Sergeant Hurd and said, you can go. You're getting up at 6:30. You're fine.
Yeah, that's late. You're sleeping in all day.
Yeah, they were mocking each other. Sergeant Paraka could not relax, Esmeralda.
No.
He's the cute one with the curly eyelashes.
I did see pictures.
No, oh, he's so cute.
And they have very good posture.
Yes, they do. Very good. Although it is weird to see them relax. Like Sergeant Paraka is so tense though watching Stripes. And you could see he was thinking that would never happen.
Appreciate that the photo you took was with me not in it because I was sitting right next to them leaning back and my popcorn was balancing on my stomach. So I also had nice posture.
I was strategically trying to take pictures that neither showed your popcorn, my pizza, and my double chin. Those are the things that I try to like avoid food.
Yeah, they need big things of popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had all kinds of candy. We had Mike and Ike. We had Good and Plenty, Gobstoppers. Gobstoppers? No, we didn't.
Whoppers.
Goobers.
You had Whoppers.
And Whoppers.
Mm-hmm.
Any Sour Patch Kids?
No.
I did not.
What?
Oh, yeah. Craig was sad about that.
I was.
M&M's?
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah,
those
really
put
good.
Them in the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do that part.
Oh, come on.
I know. It was sweet popcorn.
Esmeralda,
was...
why didn't you watch the movie with me?
No, I didn't tell them. Here's my... Oh, yeah. So I made a lot of mistakes tonight.
All right.
I made mistake after mistake. Have you ever planned something out and, you know, you think you covered all your bases, and then as the night unfolds, you're like, I really screwed the pooch on all of
well,
this.
Well, or just forgetting to invite
or
one of your
Or things just
friends.
Happened.
I know.
Where it's like, oh, I should have done this. Yeah, no, completely.
My
yeah.
priority were the three Marines that we were hosting for our movie club, and everybody else, I just wanted to make sure that they enjoyed themselves and they were comfortable and had, you know, food. We had pizza. Thank you so much.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, we still have pizza left down here, Esmeralda.
Oh, so. No, I'm full.
All right, then.
I ate a bunch of food.
I saw your soup.
Yes, I had that. No, I had dinner. I had a dinner.
But it was, looked very good. You had like a for reals dinner.
Someone
soup.
Made me dinner.
Oh,
aww.
Who?
Cat?
What?
Yep, my cat did. No.
Wow.
What type of dinner was made for you?
It was a casserole, a chicken rice casserole with onions that his mom made or would make. Oh, he made it. She didn't make it.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
no.
That sounded.
He made it. Yeah. Is a, I guess, family restaurant.
Sounded like he went over to mom's house and she made you a casserole.
Has he cooked for you before?
No.
Oh.
This is adorable. Because he was very flustered about the whole situation.
I feel like he's trying to display his skill set.
I know. It was really cute.
And it's true, Craig. He's now going into the range of, I remember Steve made me spaghetti one time.
Oh, spaghetti.
And
was there like a meatball in there too?
Craig,
it was just the pasta.
You know how much I love vegetables, right?
I do,
and not so much with meat, but in spaghetti sauce, like I like some meat. I was eating, and I'm like, are there cut carrots in this?
Delicious, just the way my Italian grandmother makes it.
It was, and they weren't like he.
Were they not cooked all the way too?
Thank you. Yeah,
oh,
that was,
no.
See, and that
sometimes happens.
I love you, Steve. Cooking is not your thing.
I mean,
he does. He says he can make lasagna. We have been together for 20 years.
Have you had any lasagna?
I have not had any lasagna.
Okay.
He says he can make lasagna.
Well, you say he listens, right? He listens to the podcast.
Yeah, this is not
well,
going to go well.
Well, you should make some lasagna now, Steve.
He's gonna remember that one time. If you have to tell me it was that one time, then it was definitely just that one time. And well, I wonder, there was probably carrots in it. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Last night, we were having a conversation with one of our regular guests, Brandon C. Price, and he was talking about how he prefers at this point in his life to kind of maintain open relationships. But he doesn't preclude the possibility of having a deep, meaningful relationship with somebody. And I wonder if one of the reasons that he does maintain open relationships is from the study recently that says that men may never actually get over a relationship breakup.
I don't know if that's true.
Maybe he knows he's exposed and vulnerable.
I think it's easy for guys to get over stuff, you know. By the way, though, real quick, if you want, I was just thinking that this Batman versus Superman thing, I think I finally cracked what it is.
Wait a minute. Is this why?
No.
Wait, is this why you're having a tough time? Is because you have a hard time with a relationship?
No, I don't know.
Your relationship with your image mental connection
to
superheroes?
My relationship to comic books?
Yes.
Well, I have a secret caller on the line, if he's there. Secret caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
we
Elliot.
Are not talking
hey,
Batman versus Superman with Elliot tonight,
how
Craig.
It's not very secret.
Well, no. It's, well, Patty
I did not know he was. Yeah, no, yeah. I see no name in the box.
Yeah, there's no name in the box.
I didn't know what was in the box.
Should have
it's
at least
Elliot.
Hit his...
about relationships.
Hit that voice.
Right. I was just thinking that if he wanted to jump in on relationship conversations and things that are meaningful to you that get just ruined in, you know,
Elliot,
certain ways.
We cannot allow Craig to talk about Batman versus. He has not had enough time, not enough distance between his viewing of it. He seems to be emotionally scarred by the experience.
No, it's not. It's totally.
Zack Snyder broke my heart, okay?
He you too? What is
Elliot,
happening?
I thought Elliot was more middle ground than this.
Okay, stop.
Actually. Okay,
both of you stop. We're not talking about this until tomorrow night.
Superman was my first love.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, stop.
I loved
boys.
Batman when I was a little kid.
You two need to go out for a couple of Cosmos and night out on the town.
So it is true. They can't get over.
They can't get over.
I don't know what you're talking
relationship.
About. I'm completely. Oh, when I was a little kid, I used to jump on a mattress dressed as Batman, and it was great.
Esmeralda, you should have seen him in the hallway. Just the details and the.
Okay.
The energy.
Yeah.
You have to let it go.
What
Superman just may not be for you.
Well, it's
or
not
Batman.
It's Batman.
Or Batman.
It really is Batman.
Either.
Okay. Stop. No more. No more. Elliot, you have to help him out. I understand that
Elliot,
you also
now.
Would like to... No.
Okay, no.
Tomorrow. Elliot.
I can come down now.
Yeah, no. You swing down.
Stop it.
Oh, I got a phone call. Are you here? Is Elliot here?
Is Elliot in the lobby? That would be very strange. Elliot, tomorrow night we will have an in-depth conversation because I do think that there are many people out there who need to have some sort of intervention. I think other people, there have to be some people who are kind of like, it was fine. It was a movie. Kristen Decker seems to be of that vein.
Kristen Decker does seem to be of that ilk.
Yes. So we're going to have her in studio just maybe to balance.
Kristen Decker's got deep-seated issues. I think that will come out tomorrow.
I think she's going to admit all those tomorrow.
And in order to soothe some of the pain, we have invited Knife and Tine to the show.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're nice.
We're going to have some wonderful food from Knife and
Tine.
Eat your feelings.
Eat your feelings.
Well, and liquor, though, right?
I don't know about that. Yeah, I'll make sure that there's some liquor.
I can't.
I hardly even know her.
Can I just say right now, I want to admit this to all of our listeners, that I can't be given any liquor till after the Batman versus Superman conversation is done.
That's fine.
Because if I'm given it before, okay.
You may lose it.
I may not make it to the end of
the
show.
There will be carnage on the show. There'll be carnage. There'll be anger. He's demanding his money back.
I would like Zach to give me a check, $15.
Okay, we can talk about this a little bit because we're going to talk about the fact that you're going to have a discussion about Batman versus Superman tomorrow. Elliot, here's a thing that we're struggling with.
Yeah.
How do we have a conversation on the air that goes into what really bothers Craig without spoiling the movie for people who haven't seen it yet?
Correct, yeah. So there's something we've been accused of before, Elliot, and it's spoiling things.
Who?
Usually
we've been accused of that?
Via text or something. If we talk about the plot points to something, inevitably someone complains. The newer the thing is, the more recently it's come out and the lack of an opportunity a lot of our listening audience would have to see it makes it worse.
Elliot,
so the fact that this came out last weekend.
How do we handle this situation?
Yeah.
Okay, there are two things. First, we tell folks tonight, if you want to listen to the discussion, you have a whole day left to see the movie tomorrow. Okay?
A whole 24 hours.
You have to.
All right.
Go see the movie. Go on your lunch break. Take a really long lunch break. Okay? You're not going to have an appetite after the movie anyway.
Oh, that's for sure one. You're not. Yep.
And then two, there's this thing called a knob on your radio. Mm-hmm.
No. This
and
is
then
not...
you can listen to the podcast afterwards.
After they see the movie and see if they agree with our submission.
Correct.
With your... And I might go see this because I'm going to Rosemont tomorrow to see April Macy perform at Zanies.
You have to see it before we talk about it, Patty, just because I know that I think you're going to be so nice that you're going to want to side with the people who aren't really upset. But if you see it, maybe it'll also upset you.
Are there any late night viewings of this? Are there any movie theaters in the area that have like...
that have a showing after the show tonight?
No one's showing it 24 hours anymore.
No, that's not.
All right, then. There should be.
To a matinee tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Well, Craig, just so you know, I'm bringing a baby tomorrow, just in case you need to punch something.
Again, we will have a psychologist in studio as well, too.
I have to say, that's one of the lucky things about being a stand-up comic. For the most part, I would say 98% of, and I'm not 99, not 99.5, I would say 98% of comedy clubs across the country are at the maybe 16 and over. Most of them are 18 or over, and a lot of them are 21 and over. So I don't generally.
You don't interact with a lot of babies.
Not a lot of babies.
Got it. From the 773, Patty, do go see the movie tomorrow. You won't regret it.
If it's
773, what are you talking about?
Okay, well, maybe just for the conversation, for the entertainment value of being able to participate intelligently.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I don't mean to. Mm-hmm. 773, you have thoughts. Those are respected.
You don't sound like you're respecting anything.
Yeah, I do. I respect the idea that you won't regret going to see a
Batman
terrible movie.
Batman versus Superman is getting a 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb. What is 28% Rotten Tomatoes bad?
Yeah, that doesn't. IMDb doesn't. They are in the pocket of all the people that make movies, so they don't review films poorly.
It's getting like 3.5. Dean Richards gave it a B-, which with
he
Dean
did.
Is a pretty good rating. He's very tough.
He gave him a B-. That confused me, too. Maybe we should go see it with Dean.
Maybe we should go see it. Now, Elliot, you reviewed it on a podcast, and people can go listen to that as well, can't they? Which I'm fine with sending people to your podcast.
Oh yeah, no. If they want to listen to Geek Counter Geek, where we actually debated the merits and the bad parts of Batman versus Superman, you can do that on Gabatron.com. And I'm assuming that Kristen Decker is my next feud at WGN.
Sure, we could do that.
Like, set them up, I'll knock them down. I mean, because again, Kristen, she called everyone who had a problem with Batman versus Superman a hater.
Right. So, she calls them all haters. Right.
All those haters.
You know what's weird is Lenny Schmidt just walked in studio, and as he was walking in, I mentioned to him that we were trying to talk about Batman versus Superman and failing.
Hold on.
And someone who really wants to talk about it is Lenny Schmidt.
Here, plug it in over here.
Yeah, you plug it in there. We have someone on the phone. You do that thing? Yeah, because Elliot's here too. Lenny has a bunch of thoughts about Batman versus Superman, and he wants to share them all today, right now.
No, he can't, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lenny.
I could have just used the headphones that were in front of me. I grabbed the one headphones that weren't connected.
That's
and
okay.
Stand here confused for 3 minutes.
At Lenny Schmidt on the phone, we have Elliot Serrano, gentlemen, two of my favorite people, actually, on the line with each other. This is exciting.
Right on, yeah.
Elliot, Lenny, Lenny, Elliot.
Yes, hi, Elliot.
Hi, Lenny. Hey, I was just curious, because when this all started, we were talking about relationships. Are you into open relationships? And if you are,
he's not inviting you, by the
way.
Though.
I actually am now. I am into an open
His daughters are in the studio.
Yeah,
Elliot.
My daughters
got
are
weird.
Here.
Yes.
They have no idea what an open relationship means, so that's cool.
Okay.
Look at the nice face. They're both good. They're like,
I don't understand what's happening. I don't think we should explain
I don't think
this.
We should hear this. We should call mom.
We can't talk about Batman versus Superman yet because it's for tomorrow.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, too bad. I would love to throw in my...
He would love to throw in his
my 4 cents.
His
or my
four,
two
his
cents.
Craig, I am banning you from talking about this.
I'll tell you what the best thing about the movie was, I think.
I'm turning his microphone off. Why did you bring him into the studio? He's not even supposed to be on for another
few
minutes.
The second I said I would love to join in, he ran so fast in here. I just followed him.
He's like, not allowed. Elliot, you agree that Craig needs another night to simmer down on this, don't you think?
I'm on my way down right now.
No.
Come on down, Elliot. You get on down here.
Anybody else with Batman, Superman points of view, please come in.
This is mutiny. What is happening? I've told you cannot watch. You cannot.
Why does it have to be tomorrow? Because
Craig needs to simmer down.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
When did you see it?
I saw it on Saturday.
Okay, so you've had even days to digest it, which makes it worse.
Yeah.
It's better.
No, it's not. You realize the more time goes by, you realize, that was wrong, too. There's like every 4 hours, something kicks me. I'm like,
Lenny, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow, Lenny.
I kind of feel bad that I promised Chris and Decker. We wouldn't do this. Yeah, we have to do it tomorrow. Can you come back tomorrow night?
I don't know if I can. I might.
Just call in.
I have to bring
in
the kids again.
You can call in.
I can call in.
Yeah, you can call in there and join the conversation. That all works. Elliot, because Elliot's not going to be here till tomorrow. Right, Elliot? You can't come right now, Elliot.
No, I'm serious. I still have my Batman pajamas. I can come back right now.
I don't hear the engine running, Elliot. The engine should be running.
Well, the kids saw it too, and we disagree about the opinion.
See, this is what I'm saying.
So the kids have Lily loved it. So I mean, it's a different. And I didn't hate it.
No,
but, well,
she said she's saying she didn't love it.
See, more time goes by. My daughters are even finding holes in the script. My 11-year-old's going, that doesn't. Why does everyone know he's Bruce Wayne?
Okay, no one can talk about this. Stop, stop talking about this movie. It's madness. It's taken over my social media.
I'd rather feel anything anymore.
I'd rather feel the burn than talk about this conversation right now. All right, Elliot, we will see you tomorrow night. Correct?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. Have a great night, Elliot. Get some rest, and you better wash those pajamas before you wear them in the studio tomorrow. Thanks, Elliot.
Bye.
And follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. That's Elliot Serrano. It's geektome.net is his website. He's our chief geek officer at all things geek on our show.
Oh, sweet. So he knows everything.
He knows everything. Right, we do all the Comic-Con, all those things together.
When did he see it?
It's out on Easter.
Of course he did, right?
Yeah, he's out on Sunday. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Simmer down, both of you. Both of you. Your daughters as well. Simmer down. Everyone take it down a notch. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Lenny's watching me do sign language with my producer. He's looking, what are you guys talking about? We're going to have Gardlam on tomorrow. We can talk about that. That's a good idea because, you know, did I ever tell you, like, I would have people follow me to my car?
And
I had one time a guy left a note on my car after I'd been out running, and he knew which car was mine. And I gave the note to Steve, and I was like, if I ever turn up dead, it might have been this guy.
Yeah. Get this tested for DNA and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, this is a dark thing that you've told me. You must worry. You have two girls, two young women that you were the father of.
I know. I'm totally worried about them now. They're little teenagers.
They are.
I got to keep an eye on them all the time.
I know. And from L.A., no less.
I know. They're little L.A. girls now living in the city. Well, not in the city, but in the suburbs.
So when you travel, because I've seen that you've traveled with, you've taken them on cruises and everything.
I took them last summer. I'm probably taking them again this summer for a couple.
Do they know that?
They do, yeah. All I told them, yeah, because I have them for most of the summer, so I got to plan it. So they're like, what are we doing this summer? I go, well, you're probably going on a ship for a while, mm-hmm. and we'll probably do half on a ship and the other half in L.A. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I was telling you before the break, you were mentioning that one of your daughters is now, your younger daughter is taller than your older daughter.
Yes.
And that's causing a lot of fun.
It is, yeah. She shot up this year. She shot up like three, 4 inches. You're 5'8 now.
5'8, she's taller than me.
She's taller than her mom. She's taller. She shot right up. She's taller than her sister, taller than her mom.
Do you have tall people in your family?
Both our dads were tall. My dad was pretty tall. Just, 6'4. Her dad is 6'3, maybe 6'2 or something like that.
But there's a little bit of pride, though, when you, do you feel like you've lost something, or is it more just kind of like, huh, look at that. It's pretty great.
What do you mean how I lost something?
Like, here's what I was thinking the other day. I go for runs with Griffin 3 to 5 days a week. We go for like a mile or so, a little,
yeah,
sometimes about 2 miles.
Yeah, we don't do that, by the way. Those kids don't run anywhere. Well, Anna.
We do this, I don't like to run at all. So what we do is we walk a block, run a block, and we'll do that for like 2 miles.
Oh, good.
So
that's cool.
So
right.
It ends up being about a mile run.
Okay.
And because I hate to run. So we sprint. I'd rather sprint and be done.
It's actually better for you as far as losing weight and stuff goes and working out. That's a better way. Heart rate up, heart rate down.
Interval training.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been doing that with him. And then he goes the other day, he goes, can we run full speed? And
Oh, that's the best. I just got to slow down so mom can keep up with me.
No, but he goes, can we run full speed? And I was like, I thought I was.
Yeah, I am running full speed.
I was like, okay. And he was holding back.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, like, I wasn't like full on sprinting, but no, he was gone. And he's about 4 inches, 5 inches shorter than I am.
How old is he?
He's 12.
He's around Lily's age. All right. Yeah. He's around Lily's age. Well, we were in the pool today, Lily and I, and we played this game to get from one side to the other,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, and we fight each other on the way over. It's not like we just swim and try to beat each other.
So
it's like we grab
you're
one
wrestling.
Another. Yeah, yeah, but three, she grabs and throws me to the bottom of the pool. I mean, she was so strong.
Yeah.
And she beat me out of like 16 times. She beat me 12 of them. And I wasn't it's not like I wasn't trying. I'm like, that's my daughter. At some point, I'm like, this is ridiculous, and
right.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't catch her.
Yeah,
she's strong for her age. She's really strong. She works out a ton. She's she got really athletic this year, so she does that. She works out. She's always she was in the gym or the store today lifting weights, showing me, Dad, look at this, curling weights. And went, oh man,
oh, we should do some CrossFit. Let's do some.
She would be good at it, man. Yeah. She's total. She's gonna do gym track and field this upcoming year and volleyball the following year. So
very cool.
Yeah, she's a real athletic kid. So.
Let me take a quick break here. We'll talk more about how much cooler our kids are than we are.
Yeah,
more
right,
after this.
Sure,
720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and I'm joined by comedian Lenny Schmidt, who is in town, and all of his materials, his new CD is available on iTunes.
It's the most recent CD is released on iTunes. There's still a pre-sale on it. If you go to LennySchmidt.com, you'll still get it for pre-sale till Friday. It's only $9.99, and then after that, it goes back up to $12.99. It's the second CD. It's the most recent one. The new one we're editing in post right now, and it's almost done, and that'll be released on June 10th.
And I love this shot of you on your website, by the way, under the L.
This is so cool. Thank you. Yeah, my buddy Mark took those. We came down here on a Sunday night when there was nothing going on in the city.
It's really
and
beautiful.
And took pics all over the city. And yeah, there's a whole
That's
bunch
gorgeous.
Of me downtown where no one, it's weird. It's Chicago dark. It's like Walking Dead and there's no one around.
But that's what happens down here because it's, you know, during the day, it's hard for me to come down here. Well, one, sunlight burns me.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Son of evil.
It sears my soul. But there are people. Craig, do you find that when you come down here and there are people in your way? It's jarring.
The oddest thing for me is when I take Lakeshore Drive in and there's traffic on it. Because I'm so used to now being just a clear shot all the way through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Anytime there are cars in front of me, I'm like, what are you all doing here?
Why are you people all out right now? Right. It's during the day.
It's during
the
day.
And pedestrians. There are pedestrians. There's people on the sidewalk.
Well, they're annoying in the street, too, when you start walking. They're everywhere. Well, I love coming in here at night to do the show because we come in from, we're staying at Pheasant Run this week.
Oh, cool.
So we come all the way in from Pheasant Run, but it's like, it's nothing. It's 40 minutes now at night. There's nobody out. The freeways, Eisenhower's, there's nothing. You fly right through. There's no traffic.
Yeah, because St. Charles, no matter what time you leave during traffic, it takes an hour and 15 minutes.
It's
from
the worst because a big chunk of that is North Avenue, and then you just decide when to get on the Ike or during that. during the day, it's even worse to get on the eye because it gets bad when you get close. You know what I mean?
Or I take 59. Sometimes I would take. This is one of those. This I feel like I'm in a Jimmy Pardo bit from a long time ago when he would talk about. Now, what'd you take? Did you take the?
Here's what you do. Take your 55 down to don't take Harlem, go down to Central.
Exactly. I know, how far back do we both go for that bit? Have you ever done with that with a comedian and reminded them of a bit that they did? Because I did that with Dwayne Kennedy one night, and he was like, could you write that down? Because I don't remember any of that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Fred Klett would do that. Fred would not remember things he did like from the late 90s or early 2000s. I'm like, and he never recorded it.
Right, right. Well, Segrin's like that too. Steve has said, Steve's lost material that every once in a while throw a bit at him. And he'll go, oh, yeah, I did that bit. And I go, how do you not remember that you did that bit?
I mean, I don't know why. I mean, there once in a while there'll be something that someone remembers. And because we do have to obviously phase out material. I have sort of my core that right. I'll go back to or themes that I do that might be familiar. But, that, yeah, there are obviously jokes that I don't do again. And what people remember, it's so strange.
Well, people bring up stuff. Cause I'll get it a lot, too. There's a lot of stuff I didn't write down. And every once in a while someone will bring something up to me and I'll go, oh, man, there's a bit I've been trying to remember for weeks now. I've been going through all my notes, and it's something about my daughters, and I can't help them with their homework, and I can't remember the punchline in the bit, and it's making me crazy. And I got into another bit one night, and I realized, and got to the place where that joke went. Like, you know, you do a piece, and then you get
Did the cards fall into place?
No, it didn't. It normally does. I'm like, so where are you from? And then I couldn't. Because usually you figure, well, I'll just start down that road and I'll get there because it'll just automatically, something happens when you're on stage, you know, you start a bit and it just kicks in.
Oh, I was just telling Craig this the other night. I was talking about how there are some shows that I'll do and I'm just like, I haven't decided what I'm going to do before I go on stage.
Right.
I haven't quite locked it in because I have enough material that I know and I'll go by the energy of the room.
Right.
But there's another show that I do that is more theatrical. In the first half, I have everything written to the exact word of what I'm going to say. It's about being a mom. Okay. And the first half is about Griffin and wanting to get pregnant and having him. And the second half of the show is everything that went wrong when Declan was born and he wasn't breathing and they told me he might not survive and then they told me he might not ever walk or he might never talk and he might all these things.
Right.
And I can't write it down. I can't. Every time I try to write it down, I start crying. But when I do it on stage, the performance, and I might get emotional, but I can perform it. But so every single time I do it, I just go. I don't know. I mean, I know what happened, and I can tell that story. And I know the things that will sort of pull out and bring them and make people comfortable because I have the humor in there. I know where to find that.
Right.
But
my one man show. At the time I was still married, my wife hated when I did my one man show because I would write it out long form. I would go out and write the whole thing. And she goes, you were just a miserable jerk for months.
It's very emotional.
For weeks. Yeah. Cause I drudged up everything that's ever happened to me. And I videotape. I have a tape with me now. I'm going back and every once in a while I'll try and find material I can pull out of and put it in the regular show.
Right.
If it fits into something. But I would write it out. I still have like three long forms of it. And back then I would write it in long form and pen and then type it out in long form.
Yes.
And then go back over it back and forth. But man, I hated doing it. Like I wouldn't do it again. After that, someone asked me to do it again. I'm like, I'm not doing that show anymore. I just can't.
Yeah.
And it's just, so now I have now I do stand, I rotate in the cruise ship. I'll rotate five different 30-minute shows. And I have an extra 30-minute show that I don't use.
That's going to feel so powerful to just go, okay, this one, and then sort of like just lock everything into place.
I think it's great because then I know what show I'm going to do when I walk up to the stage. Yeah. Okay, but the thing is I'll have this show set up, and I always start off working off the crowd, and sometimes I don't even get to the show. Sometimes I literally just will change, and then something will happen. I'll drag stuff from another show, and then afterwards I'll go, great, now I got to restructure everything because I did half of one show and a quarter of another show and a part of another show, and now I got to change everything.
Yeah, so that's the slippery slope of pulling things apart.
Yeah, because you got to be careful because sometimes you pull one bit and you've actually lost four bits.
Yes, because they set something else up. Yeah, the linchpin of something.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole, I've done it a couple times where you're looking, I just lost three. Damn it, I lost three bits. And I'm doing it in my head, I'm lost three bits and a 7-minute thing that I can't really justify doing again. You know what I mean? I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, how do I save that? How do I pull it back? So yeah, you got to be careful when you try. I envy these guys sometimes. They walk up on stage and just go. I read a great thing by Bill Hicks lately. And he wrote the top 10. There was a top 10 things that Bill Hicks gave advice. And one of the things he said was, your set is something you fall back on if you can't think of something to say.
Wow. So he would go unprepared.
Yeah.
Just with concepts.
Yeah. So I started following that when I was on the ship. I did it for a while. And it was too loose without a net. Only because I have to do five different shows. Like if I could go up every night. It's different like... And I am in no way comparing myself to Bill Hicks, but Bill.
And nobody, but here's the thing: nobody really,
right? Exactly.
Can.
But Bill could go on every night, and every night was a different crowd. And I don't get that advantage on the ship. I have the same crowd for four straight nights, so I have to do five different shows.
Plus, they're in line at the buffet, and that's all awkward.
Yeah, you know what? I usually don't go up.
Stay away from the audience.
I avoid them at all costs because they'll come up at weird times when I'll be eating, and they'll just sit down with me, and my act is very personal, so they get very personal with me. They go, so how's the ex? And I go, you know, I'm trying to eat. I'm like, she's okay. You know, they'll just come up and bug you and talk to you and say stuff.
Well,
and
even before a show, that's one of the things I learned early on. I remember sitting in a bar in Okoboji. Do you ever work for Mueller?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okoboji.
Yeah. Okoboji. I don't think I ever did Okoboji.
Lake Okoboji was a great club in Iowa. And I would.
Clear Lake. Of the was Iowa. Oh, I've done Clear Lake.
Yeah. Kind of by Clear Lake near where music died.
Oh, it was a different place for a while. T-Birds for a while.
So T-Birds had the light-up dance floor.
Okay, yeah.
And it was right by the surf ballroom. Right across the parking lot.
Yeah, I did that room for a long time.
And then Okoboji had like an actual club, but there was a nice, it was kind of cool dive bar.
I heard about that place. All right,
It was fun. And but I was sitting out there and like somebody realized I was the comic and I felt, I was like, I can't be out here because it ruins. Well, and it ruins it even during the show because then they feel like they're comfortable with you or, it just ruins the energy for the show. But I can't imagine being on a cruise ship and being around.
Well, I even used to avoid it. Did you ever do those gigs, your corporate gigs, where they set you up and they go, well, come early, you can get dinner.
Yeah.
And I never went early for dinner. I was like, I can't do that.
There's no way to not sound rude about it.
Yeah.
Right? But, I mean, I can't. I've told Craig this story before, and this is such a bizarre thing, but I pull my thoughts together while I'm driving. And a young comic called me. I was headlining in Vernon Hills, and the feature act called me. He goes, "Hey, can I get a ride with you to the club?" And I was like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. He wanted me to drive him to Vernon Hills Zanies. Like the boys, you know, Declan was younger, and I was still managing everything.
Right.
And I couldn't drive because it's my 40 minutes alone.
That kind of thing, yeah, right.
It was my 40 minutes alone. Hannibal Buress.
Oh no way! Really? Oh, that's too bad. Sorry, Hannibal.
And I was just like, no, I can't.
Well, he figured it out.
But I also, to me, like at the time, I remember thinking, it would never have occurred to me to call the headliner and ask them for a ride to the show. Like get yourself there. I banged it out across this country, taking Amtrak and renting cars and getting my ass to gigs.
If you did Mueller, you did those one night runs where sometimes.
Yeah, 8 hours in between.
Well, they used to pair you up all the time when I was featuring, they used to always book me with a headliner that didn't have a car.
Yes.
And there was one guy, I'm not even going to mention his name, there's a guy in Washington who I drove him one day and the next day I said, you need to find yourself to get to the other gig, and they're like, well, we're going to drop you from the week. I go, then drop me, because I'm not spending another 20 minutes in this guy in my car. I just can't.
Yeah.
It's horrible to spend 8 hours in a car with somebody you can't stand.
Yeah.
And that's why when I started to headline, I would bring a guy to open. I knew the opener or the MC. Then I'd be like, let's go. And, you got somebody you could drive with.
Yeah. And it was never anything against Hannibal. I liked him, but I wanted to be alone in my car for 40 minutes.
Everybody's got their own thing. Well, Richard Jenny used to do his shows and go sit down and write for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That was his thing. It was like he wouldn't shake hands, talk to people, nothing. They go, where is he? He can't go. And he's writing, dude. That's what he does. He finds stuff on stage, and all of a sudden he's writing. Oh yeah,
I was telling Griffin about this. My son Griffin loves Brian Regan, and I think Richard Jenny and Brian Regan are of that same cloth.
Yeah,
just constantly generating new material.
Yeah, yeah.
Always having to take notes, because I've heard that Brian Regan will go do a radio show and then take notes as to what he did, so he won't do it the next time he comes in.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
It's so methodical and scientific, and I'm not.
Well, I do that with like the festival, like Montreal, when I send them tapes. When I send any audition tape to someone, I make sure I don't send them I try not to send the same material, the same 10 minutes.
Right.
Or at least give them something different.
Makes
sense.
A different
point of view, you know what I mean? And I understand you're supposed to build an act and all that stuff, but at this point, I think I've got a persona.
Yeah.
So whatever 10 minutes I pull out of my act is going to be pretty close to, with my persona, what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Look how bored you guys are on phones. I'm sorry, I'm not bringing you into this conversation.
We'll bring him into the conversation after the break. Let's Let's see what your daughters think of your act. Do they get to see your act?
Yeah, they do. They're on iTunes now, and they couldn't be more thrilled.
Oh boy, more after this on 720 WGN. I'm going to be in trouble when Griffin starts looking for me.
Yeah.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Such a happy segue.
I know. Sorry, I was telling him stories off the air. I do like going to LA. I'm glad that I'd never actually moved. Well, one, my family couldn't go. My husband is not an LA boy. And it had to be hard for you. You're so Chicago through and through.
Yeah.
But you like the weather. I know I saw you one time about 5 years ago, and it was like 45 degrees out. And you're like, oh, it's cold. Your blood got thin.
I also like the energy of the town, which is funny because I'm not there barely that much because I travel a lot now. But I love it that it's an industry town. I loved when I lived there, and I'd go out 4 or 5 times a week, audition. I went to acting class. I went to work. You know, I was going to improv. I was studying. I was working on my
craft. You had to recreate yourself, too, in a way, didn't you?
Well, because you go out there, you're nobody. So you got to completely establish who you are. You're not, you know what I mean? They don't care who you are. I'm like, hey, I'm Lenny from Chicago. And they don't care.
Nobody cares.
We have 75 Lennies from other places here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to kind of.
And you did. You created a career, a character actor, you know?
Yeah, no, I was very fortunate, man. I was like, I was lucky because I got on good shows, man. You know what I mean? I always got on really good shows. It was always a show that was in the top 10 or top 5. And so, like, when I was on, I was always on a good show. I was on
True Blood and Desperate Housewives. Which one?
Desperate Housewives, Prison Break.
And is that one coming back? I think that
it is. They're bringing that show back, I guess. Yeah. I hear that they're bringing it back.
Well, we're filming a lot of stuff here now, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, there's a million of these Chicago somethings going on.
And they're coming out with another one called Chicago Justice, I think.
Almost like a Law and Order thing.
Yeah.
Right? Chicago Law or Chicago Law. Mm-hmm. There's another Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I'm just saying, when you come in and out of town, you should like have an agent here for when you stop in.
Well, I had talked before to my old agent when I was here. Was
who'd you have?
Shirley Hamilton, Lynn Hamilton. That's who I was with. So.
Sorry. Sorry that I made that noise.
No, that's okay. Sure it's fine. You're like trying to.
They know. They know that they were the ones that told me to change my name, Lenny.
Oh, we talked.
Yeah,
about this.
You kept me from sending out those headshots, Patty Bannon. That was
Bannon. Don't do that. You're not a Bannon.
Bannon. I like that. I took that name from Ian Bannon.
Did you really?
Ian Bannon, the Irish actor. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, right, let him keep it.
All right, then.
You're more of a Vasquez than you are Bannon.
Well, but that was the thing. They told me that I didn't look Latina enough and that, like, I called one time and they said, well, I asked why they hadn't called me recently and they said, we haven't had that many roles for young Latina moms. And so that was the only thing I was cut out to
be.
It
was like the only thing you could do.
I was like, that's great. I can't wait to not have to call you anymore. That was really what I ended up doing. Now, do your daughters have any aspirations?
Yeah, Anna studies drama at high school out there in Bartlett. And
your mics are on. You can jump
on
you
guys,
microphone.
Time to
but
talk.
My headphones aren't working.
Oh,
look at that. She's got like a broken.
We'll figure out your headphones. Oh, here come. Okay,
okay, hold on. We have all the technical stuff can be taken.
Anna's got a whole plan
but
for.
He's in the same room with you, so you can hear him. Mostly I do it so I can hear
they're
myself.
They're not going to listen to me anymore once you get the headphones on.
Once the headphones are on.
Anna's got a whole plan to move back to L.A. to go. She's going to go to Santa Monica College to study for 2 years and then transfer to UCLA.
Perfect.
That's her plan now.
Now I have to ask which one's Anna and which one's Lily because they are the same size now.
Anna and Lily.
All right, then. So you're studying theater?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know? Is there anything that you're drawn to when you're either, like, do you like Shakespeare? Do you prefer to do, Beth Henley plays?
I'm mainly in the filming industry. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I also like to do, Shakespeare and stuff.
Like when they tell you to do a monologue, is that something that you have to sort of, pick a particular character? Do you like, certain roles more than others?
I like modern roles, basically. Mm-hmm. Just modern day roles.
How about tough? There's a lot more tough roles for women now than there used to be.
Yeah, there are. And you know what? One thing she did do in her class too long ago, which I thought was really cool, is that she read with another girl. They did a scene from The Odd Couple.
Oh.
Where they each played the character. You were
Oscar?
Yeah, you were Oscar, right? And she was, were you Oscar
Felix?
Or Felix? What were
Felix,
the names?
So it was Felix.
You were Felix, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was cool. So they got to take those roles and kind of, and kind of do stuff with them. Also, she was going to do high school.
I had an opportunity to like audition for High School Musical 4.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to.
There'd be so many more opportunities.
Yeah. And it's they're recasting it and it's just going to be terrible. I know that it's going to be really bad.
She's preemptively saying, you need me more than I need you at this point.
Let's not insult the writers yet, all right?
Yeah,
exactly. Let's not start insulting the writers before we get the gigs.
Oh, look at Lily. Lily already tweeted about us.
I know. I'm so sorry.
She's really good. She doesn't mess around.
How did she just did that?
That's remarkable. I already Instagrammed also.
Oh,
did you? Oh.
And Snapchat.
Oh, look at
she's way faster than I am. Can we hire her to do all the social media on my show?
When she cares about it, when she's all over it.
When you have more selfies than I do, then we'll talk. I have over 2,000.
It's going to take a while.
It's going to take you a long time. I had a friend go through my Instagram account and go, and he was like, you're in every picture. Yeah, they're called selfish selfies.
I was looking at your Instagram trying to see if I was wearing the same shirt when it came last time. And after I went through like 900 pictures or whatever, I can't do this. I can't even.
There should be a way to be able to search for yourself.
Well, I tried to search both their names and it wasn't coming up, and then I couldn't.
There's a lot.
I'm not technical. I'm not advanced, so it didn't. You know what I mean? So I couldn't figure it out.
A lot going on. Plus, they're Marines.
Yeah, exactly right.
So much going on. Now, Lily, because you're on social media, are you? Well, both of you, I'm guessing, are on social media. Is Lily a little more aggressive?
Yeah.
With her stuff. I don't even know what Snapchat is.
I don't follow her on anything, so I don't know.
You don't follow your sister, really?
No.
That's probably legit. That's appropriate.
I follow both of them. I got news for you. Yeah, I want to know everything they're doing. Are you kidding me? Every tweet they do, I see. So,
do you ever think, what will Daddy think about my tweet?
I don't. No. I barely. I'm on social media. Like I check out other accounts, but I rarely post anything.
What do you like? Do you like to see animals or just people's jokes? Or
to see food.
Food?
All right. Just pictures of food.
Anna's big on the a lot of menu or recipes and Food Network. They're also into the Kardashians apparently.
I'm not.
I couldn't stop hearing the Kardashians.
I just saw a funny tweet that was making fun of the Kardashians.
That's fair.
She's been justifying this for 3 days now.
No, but they, are you watching the OJ, the American Justice?
No, I haven't watched any of it. Is it good?
The FX show?
No, I haven't
so
seen
good.
It. I heard it's good.
It's
I've seen
so
a couple
good.
Of clips. It's
so
seen,
good.
Right,
I very much enjoy it. You can watch it on
really
Netflix.
Good.
I'm saying.
I love Courtney B. Vance. She's a great actor.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm saying. What do you like to watch, Lily?
The Office, but I already finished it, so I don't know what else to watch.
What should she watch next? If she liked The Office, how about Community?
Well, there's a new show out, that's Superstore, and that show is kind of office-y.
With America Ferrera?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. There you go. NBC.
I started watching Parks and Recreation, I think it's called, but it got way too boring.
Wow. She has a bar. The bar's been set by The Office.
The only part I wanted to see was with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, but he's a little different when he was doing that role.
Yeah.
He started working out afterwards.
Yeah.
he got serious about that stuff. What about, extras? Isn't, Ricky Gervais show sort of a little bit...
Oh, I don't know. I never saw that show.
It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it was great. It was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have cable, so...
You don't have cable. They don't have cable.
I do not.
When you hang out with
them.
Don't.
Don't they have
some of the internet options though?
They have Netflix and Hulu. They got both those.
Hulu covers all of that cable.
Yeah, Hulu. Everything's on Hulu.
All that stuff. Yeah.
How is Dad with language when you guys are watching shows? Are there restrictions on what you can and can't watch?
Oh, so like.
Well, tell him the movie we watched the other night, which is probably a horrible mistake.
What did you do?
Ted 2.
It was Ted 2
so
the other
funny.
Night.
Had you seen Ted 1?
Yeah,
yes,
they did.
I did.
I was like. I gave Ted about 20 minutes into the movie. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
He was going to let us buy We're the Millers.
Oh, I heard that one's all a little raunchy. Yeah, how is that? Because I will tell you this. My dad realized his mistake about, 3 seconds into the movie. In high school, he took me to see Basic Instinct.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Did he have any idea what he was getting into?
No, I can't imagine.
What did he think it
unless
was?
He thought it was like some sort of like sex ed conversation. Like if you're gonna get on top of somebody, you better make sure you have an ice pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Did you stay for the whole thing?
We stayed for the whole thing.
How was the conversation on the way home?
Oh, it was very quiet. It was very, very quiet. When she's being interrogated and she uncrosses her legs, my dad goes, I need a cigarette.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Yeah, it was a very strange. Yeah,
everybody needed a cigarette after that scene.
Do you get embarrassed if you're watching a movie that has either a lot of language or nudity with your dad or violence?
Yes.
It kind of, yes?
No. Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, Lily, no. Anna, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the menace is when something happens like that, they both look at me like magnets, like, shoo.
Why are you letting us see this?
They laugh. They're waiting for me to react and go, turn this off.
We were watching War Games, and there was the S word. Matthew Broderick says the S word. And Griffin goes, oh, like that. And then he uses it again. I was surprised. War Games has a little bit of language.
You know what else? We were watching John Hughes. What was it? Not Pretty in Pink, the other John, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
We're watching 16 Candles.
Yeah.
And there's a shower scene and the girls are naked. And it was rated PG or something, right?
Yeah.
But the ratings were different back then.
Exactly.
So we're watching this movie.
With parental guidance. You guided them through that.
Yeah. So I'm telling them how great this movie is. So the scene comes up where they're all naked, and they look and they're like, "Dad!" I go, "I had no idea there was a naked scene in this. I totally forgot about this scene."
And I think my parents rented Stripes. We watched Stripes with the Marines. We're going to play the interview in just a little bit, but we watched Stripes with my parents on VHS when I was a kid. And I was like, "How was I watching this movie? There's nudity. There's a lot of language.
Everything's in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah."
Yeah, and all kinds of sexual references. I mean, it's
a little off, but it was fun to watch. It was a lot of fun to watch. Would you watch Stripes with your daughter?
Of course. Yeah, because a lot of that stuff they watch now, it's like...
Worse.
Exactly. Like, when they watch Jaws, I go, "You guys got to see Jaws." And Lily saw it, and she's like, "That movie's stupid." Yeah, she's like, she wasn't...
Wait, no, I never said that.
Okay. Jaws? You didn't think it was that scary.
We didn't think that it was not scary.
I didn't say like the movie was stupid. Yeah, but like, you said if you're saying I don't like Jaws, you're saying I don't like Jurassic Park.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Those are two different movies. What are you doing to me?
It's the same.
Same producer.
She's saying the tension is.
If she's
different.
Not afraid of the fake Jaws, she's not afraid of the fake dinosaurs.
Yeah.
There you go. I think the
dead silence.
Craig, what are you doing this week? Can you just hang with me and my kids and translate stuff for the rest of?
I so wish that we had time to talk about Batman versus Superman.
We've got 15 seconds. I can get a lot of.
I'm sure we have a ton of time.
No, I don't think so.
Look at that.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WG in Chicago and WGNRadio.com. We'll have enough time for a quick segment after the news because I have to play their interview we did with the Marines. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with Lenny Schmidt and his daughters, Lillian and Anna.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And have you guys listened to your dad's material?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone can do that, though, actually. They can go to iTunes for his latest.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone should go to iTunes.
Yeah, my album's on iTunes, and I'm on the Beyond ORD podcast on iTunes as well.
Beyond ORD?
Yes. Dan Carlson's podcast out of Zanies and...
Oh, perfect.
And they snuck up, when I had him in the cruise ship, I wouldn't let him come to the blue show, the adult show, and I told him to go to the room, and I go do the show, but they snuck into the room and would watch me do the adult show. So if DCFS is listening, there you go. You can stop by and help
me. God, no.
Oh my God, no.
Craig, I think we're going to do a regular segment whenever Lenny is in town, his daughters, and he should do a review of appropriate films you should see with your teenage
Got
kids.
It. Okay. And then we can also do another segment called Oh My God, No.
Oh My God, No. Oh My God, No.
Don't go see that with your kids.
That should be the our catchphrase at the end of the show. Well, is it yes or Oh My God, No?
Oh My God, No. By the way, we do have a question from Todd Chuchuk, by the way, Craig. Did you see this one? Okay, this is the only Batman versus Superman conversation we can have because we're almost done. We have
let's
to
do
go.
This. Let's
what
do
is it, man?
The question is, who would be Hillary and who would be Donald in Batman versus Superman?
Hillary would be Batman and Donald.
No, don't ever say that again. Don't ever. I don't think that's the way to go with that.
Never mind.
No.
Craig, do you have an answer to Todd Chuchuk's question?
Donald would be someone not Batman or Superman.
Right.
Hillary can pick. I don't. Whatever.
Neither one of them would be the superheroes themselves.
Yeah, now that's confusing. Like, what character would Donald Trump be in Batman versus Superman?
I'm trying to. Thug number five?
I feel like Todd Chuchuk, who is one of our favorite firefighters, as is Eddie Cruz, by the way. I think that he's just trying to set you up for a conversation about Batman versus Superman, and I shall not let that happen.
Yeah, no, I think that's what's happening.
Because
have to talk about.
So what are your plans for the Pheasant River Resort?
Superman, really?
Are the girls going to go to the spa at the St. Charles Resort?
What? No, that's not happening.
There's no spa there. Never mind.
No, we're going. There's no spa. Yeah, we're not going. Yeah. Sorry, Dad's going to be a big jerk.
How about the pool? The pool's cool.
Oh, yeah, we've been in the pool already.
There's
a lot of chlorine
twice,
in that pool this cool. week, though. There's a lot of kids in there. There's spring break this week, so
the nerve of them.
There's a ton of kids, which is fine, but boy, there is a lot of chlorine in that pool. And that's
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah, see, there's a lot of kids, so there's a lot of chlorine.
The alternative is not pretty. Yeah. But you're hanging out at the St. Charles Resort. I shouldn't have even mentioned that because I don't know if you said that on the air or not.
I am. I'm hanging out at St. Charles. And if you're bored this weekend, come out and see Dwayne Kennedy, who's there all week at the Zanies at St. Charles.
He's
a good friend
funny.
Of mine. Yeah, he'll be there Wednesday through or Thursday through Saturday.
Isn't it Wednesday?
I think it's Wednesday through Saturday.
Sure, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go to Zanies.com for more.
The 31st.
I'm going to Zanies.
I know it's the 31st.
You can't bring the girls to April Macy. April Macy is at the Zanies in Rosemont.
I would love to go see April Macy.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go see.
I cannot bring the girls.
No.
Do you know the movies he's let them see? I think they could see April Macy.
I think it's an 18 or over club.
Oh, got it.
Okay. I don't think I can bring it. I brought them to that club before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, but when I've been on stage.
April's a little.
I can't bring April.
April's an adult
fun show. Just a couple more years.
There you go.
And then I can go.
Yeah, you can. A few more years and you can go, kiddo. There you go. Yeah.
But I'll be there tomorrow night. It's an 8 p.m. show, April Macy. I'm not performing, but I'm going to see April Macy. Brian Quijada and James Vickery is going to come hang out with us. I believe Elliot Serrano is going to be there. Craig and Betty, hopefully, will come join us.
Nice.
So go to zanies.com for tickets and hang out and see a great show with us. And go to iTunes. Look for Lenny Schmidt. Go to his website, lennyschmidt.com.
Yeah, lennyschmidt.com, and you can get the presale on the album till Friday. So you got two more days.
And you can call in tomorrow and talk about Batman versus Superman.
We are going to call in. For sure. I'll call in.
Yeah, you have to listen tomorrow night.
Because one of
not
my
right
first
now.
Problems with the
Absolutely
movie is,
not. Oh, look at that. I have to turn his
I
microphone
I almost
want to
drive
up.
Down here, man. I don't
microphone's
that's...
off.
Oh.
You can drive down here if you
Does
want to.
We
might drive.
We're
not, you want to drive down here tomorrow night, girls?
Yeah.
Look at you guys. They got nothing going on. Spring break. Yeah, sure.
Craig's got a lot of adrenaline when it comes to the Superman movies. All right, maybe we'll see you tomorrow night then.
All right, man.
All right,
possibly.
Let's do a selfie.
If we're going to do Batman Superman, yeah, we're going to have to.
Oh, we're definitely talking about
it. Craig's all worked up. He's got a cape on and everything right now.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about it tomorrow. It's going to be the most epic discussion about a movie that Craig is really angry
I've never seen him so worked up in my life. I gotta come see this. I can't.
I think everyone should just line up outside the Showcase studio just to see Craig.
Just to see Craig. I would come in here and not say a word just to watch Craig go off.
He gets very amped about
it. I'm sure he's got some great points.
He does. He always does.
He does.
We have to run. Okay. After this, we are going to have our interview with the Marines. It's Semper Film, and we watch The Stripes tonight. More after this on 720 WGN.